Hello everyone, and welcome to Everything is Meaningful podcast. This is yours truly, Quandra Tice, actor, personal trainer, and life coach. And today I want to speak to you about transformation. And the reason why that topic is so important to me is because at this moment in my life, I am experiencing a change. And it's a change that has been so uncomfortable to where on numerous occasions, I wanted to give up. And it also showed me just how grateful I am to have some supportive people in my circle, because this change has been so scary. I'm not going to go into the change yet. Hopefully, once I get through this, I'll let you guys know what it is. However, at this moment, I just want to let you guys know that change is necessary. Even when you don't understand why things is taking place in your life, everything in life, it happens for a reason. And a lot of times it's not meant for us to know why things is taking place, but just know that everything works itself out for the good if you just hold on and not give up. It was so funny the other day, I ended up calling my mom because I felt like I just wanted to give up. Things was getting so tough. It was getting scary at the same time. And so when I called my mom, I said, "Hey, I need you to say a prayer for me." So my mom got quiet as if I just wanted her to get off the phone and just say a prayer. But I paused for a moment and I said to her, "I need you to say a prayer for me right now." So my mom said, "Okay, this is different." Because since I've been living, I've never asked my mom to just say a prayer for me on the phone. So that motherly instinct, she knew it was something really going on with me. But you know what? I was so grateful to know that I was able to pick up the phone and call my mother, and the appreciation of being able to hear her voice and for her to take the initiative to do that for me, it meant so much. And I just realized that when you keep yourself in a box and we get so accustomed to doing the same thing over and over in our lives, and even though we want to make a change in our life, we'll be afraid because we're so concerned about what people is going to think, or am I going to succeed, and all of these questions that we ask ourselves. But I'm here to tell you that we only get one life to live, and I encourage you to live your life to its fullest. Excuse me. Live your life to its fullest, because the next moment is not promised to any of us. But it is important to enjoy what it is that you're doing while you're living on the face of this earth, especially when it comes to career choices. It is so easy to go to a 9-to-5 job and just get a paycheck. But when your heart is not in it, you don't feel like there's no purpose there for you, then to me, that's just existing. It's not living. It's not fulfilling. You're just there to make a check. But if nobody else encouraged you, I just want to encourage you. If it's something that you've always wanted to do with your life, and if you're still living and breathing and you have the opportunity to do it, then go ahead and give it a try. Give it a try. And of course, with anything, you're not going to be hasty about anything. You're going to take the necessary steps to achieve what it is that you always wanted to do. But at the same time, if you never do it, you ask yourself, when? The last thing I ever wanted to do was live one life with regret. Several times I asked myself when I was doing certain things, like, why are you doing this? You have so much to offer. You have so much within you. Like, it's just time for you to step out. But again, that fear that's inside of you, that's conquering you, that's telling you all of these possibilities of what may happen, it had me hold on to one of my occupations that I was in for an extended period of time for a while, and I wasn't happy. And you will realize when you outgrow an environment, because you start moving different, meaning your maturity will increase. Everything that you do, you realize like you don't fit in anymore, because it's time for you to expand. But again, change is necessary. And if you truly believe in yourself, give it a try. because you never know what the outcome is going to be. And you will never know what it's going to be if you never give it a try. I understand life can be tough and it can be very scary. But as long as I'm here on the face of this earth, I am determined to try to live my life to its fullest. And if I have to eliminate people along the way, then I would. I realize even with that, sometimes you got to let people go because everybody is not meant to go on the journey with you. It is what it is. You have some people in life for a reason and you have some people in life for a season. Let that be okay. Sometimes we have to just let go. There's a Bible verse, one of my favorite Bible scriptures, that state in the book of Matthew 6:33. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God will is for you. Allow the change to take place inside of you. Believe in yourself and know that once again, nothing in life just happened. Everything in life happened for a reason. Nothing just happened. Have a great day. Love you all.